Ave Maria in the Afternoon is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Welcome to Ave Maria in the Afternoon, examining the world through the lens of faith from the heart of the Church to help us navigate the culture. Here's Dr. Marcus Peter.
Good afternoon and welcome to this hour of Ave Maria in the Afternoon. I'm Marcus Peter. Anyone and everyone listening to this program, and even Al's program before this, knows that Al and I, and I guess essentially all of us listening, share one thing in common aside from our common faith in Jesus Christ and commitment to the Church, and that is our love of good books. And Christmas is coming, and everyone who's listening who knows about me knows that I don't fit into the category of the five love languages. My love language is books. And so I want to encourage all of you to call in. I only partially joke as I say that, because truthfully, my family knows that if they want to get me a gift, they never go wrong getting me good books. However, we've maxed out our storage space, so it's a common joke at home. However, I want to hear from you. Call now, 877-573-7825. What books would you recommend to make a Christmas gift? The best books for Christmas. And I'll start off at the beginning of the first segment to talk about what books I have found have been rather transformative for me. And we can go from there. But 877-573-7825. The best books for Christmas. For the last several years, truly, Crescent in the Afternoon devoted a program in late December, just like we're doing now, to taking your calls on books that would make great Christmas gifts. It was one of my favorite segments. It's one of those things I enjoyed doing the most. We're doing it a little earlier this year so that we have time to go on Amazon and purchase those books, or AveMariaRadio.net or EWTN's catalog, online catalog, whatever you might do. This would be the time to call in so that other people can make their decisions. Let's fill our lists today. If you could choose one book to give to a friend, loved one, stranger, what would it be? 877-573-7825. And again, I want you all to know this. Reading good books truly is a transformative experience. And your recommendations will be something I personally take seriously as well. And these will be books that I will look into. And if I haven't read them, I will most probably read them. And they'll inform the way we talk about the topics here on Ave Maria in the Afternoon. So I'd love to hear from you. 877-573-7825. What books would make the best gifts for Christmas? And we'll talk about this after the headlines.
Thanks, Marcus. Good afternoon, everyone. This is your Ave Maria Radio News for Tuesday, December 10th. It's the Feast of Our Lady of Loreto. Today's news is brought to you by the Ave Maria Family of Funds at AveMariaFunds.com. A wildfire in Malibu, California is burning out of control. The fire breaking out last night near Pepperdine University, where students and staff were ordered to shelter in place. NBC's Janelle Griffith is there.
There are some 700 firefighters that are now in the area trying to battle this blaze.
Thousands of residents outside Pepperdine are under mandatory evacuation orders right now, while over 2,000 acres have been charred so far with zero containment. Israel reportedly carried out dozens of airstrikes across Syria in an effort to destroy weapons and keep them out of the hands of rebels after the fall of Bashar al-Assad's regime. Meanwhile, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is doing what it can to bring about stability. The United Nations chemical watchdog is urging authorities in Syria to ensure the safety and security of all chemical weapons. Pope Francis will open five holy doors at the Vatican, along with others in Rome, as a part of a ritual starting Christmas Eve. This will be the first time that the doors have been opened as a part of a centuries-old tradition of celebrating next year's Catholic Church Jubilee, a commemoration of faith that takes place every 25 years. The Pope wrote that the purpose of opening the doors is to usher in a year renewed in hope, much as Christians find Christ as their door of salvation. Merriam-Webster is unveiling its choice for Word of the Year, the dictionary publisher announcing Monday that polarization is 2024's defining word. Polarization, defined by Merriam-Webster as a division into two sharply distinct opposites. From your AveMariaRadio.net news desk, I'm Steve Clark.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. We are taking your calls. What are the best books that you would recommend as Christmas gifts? Now, mind you, my bride, my darling bride, is listening as well. So your calls might well influence what I get for Christmas. And I will not complain in the least. In fact, I will celebrate it. So call now, 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. We are going to Sydney in South Bend, listening on the Ave Maria radio app. Sydney, what book would you consider the best book to give for Christmas?
This is so funny, Marcus, because you said your wife, your bride, is listening, because I think this would be an excellent gift for you. and it's called The Myth Makers, M-Y-T-H, Myth Makers, and it's by John Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-X. It's a graphic novel, beautifully done, about the friendship between C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien.
I've actually heard of this book. It's by, John Hendricks, like you mentioned. I thought, it's a graphic novel. I always thought
it's
it was
a graphic novel. Yes.
Okay. Well,
yes. my son, who's an illustrator, put me on to this.
Got it.
And we recently watched a lecture that John Hendricks teaches at Washington University in St. Louis, but he gave a lecture at Wheaton College, and I think you're aware that Wheaton has a huge C.S. Lewis archive, and it was utterly amazing.
Well, thank you so much for this.
Yeah, I think you would like it very much, and I just would. And it's not just about the friendship, but he also does a really good explication of these complex ideas about myth and fairy and so forth that are embroidered throughout the
Tolkien and Lewis's work. Yep. Well, thank you so much for that, Sydney. That was Sydney in South Bend. And by the way, we are compiling the list of all of these titles. So as they come in, we're going to put out a master list that's going to go on our website, avemariaradio.net. So please call in 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. What are the best books you would recommend as gifts for Christmas? We're going to Caroline in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Caroline. What book would you recommend?
Marcus Peter.
Hello, Caroline.
Hi. I wanted to submit Space Salve or Saved in Hope by Pope Benedict. I'm a cancer patient, and the cancer metastasized to my brain from my lung, and I was able to get through the craniotomy, and I keep reading that book. Well, we've asked him to pray for me, but it's meant the world to me, and I've shared it with a therapist I had, and it's a fantastic read.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. I remember I encountered Space Salve in 2011, and I couldn't put it down. So yes, Space Salve by Pope Benedict XVI. It was one of his encyclicals, and I greatly recommend getting a hard copy for friends. Thank you, Caroline, for that great... And by the way, just know that Ave Maria Radio family, EWTN family, we will submit this prayer request for your life, your health, your healing. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. I'd like to share a book that I personally believe was tremendously transformative for me. In my study into the church, one of the things that I realized very early on was that the Catholic Church had such an all-encompassing influence on the development of human history. And few books, I found, illustrated that better than How the Catholic Church Built Western Civilization by Thomas E. Woods, Jr. By the way, that number is 877-573-7825. We are taking your calls. What are the best books you would recommend for Christmas? If you're still in the midst of doing your Christmas shopping, consider good books. You don't go wrong with getting good books for the people you love. Even if you think they might not enjoy it, the fact of the matter is good books are transformative for people. And so I believe in giving good books to people. I love sharing them, reading them, talking about them. I love getting multiple copies of the same book so that I can give them as gifts whenever I'm so prompted. 877-573-7825. What books would you recommend as the best books for Christmas? We have open lines right now. I want to go back to talking about how the Catholic Church built Western civilization. If you and I were to ask someone down the street, what was the origin of Western civilization? They might say ancient Greece, they might say ancient Rome. In fact, there was this whole meme that was going around about how often men think about the Roman Empire. And my bride tested it on me, but I didn't have access to the meme at that point. And she asked me how often I think about the Roman Empire. I said, I think just about every day. But that's because I'm a scripture scholar. And thinking about Rome was necessary for me to think about the new covenant and Jesus' saving work. But here's the thing. Neither Greece nor Rome is the true genesis of Western civilization. They're the genesis of some of the thoughts of the West. Western civilization is owed to Christendom and the Catholic Church, and I'm not exaggerating. So I would recommend this book, Thomas E. Woods Jr., How the Catholic Church Built Western Civilization. Again, we want to hear from you, 877-573-7825. What books would you recommend as the best books for Christmas? We're taking your calls. What books would you recommend have been transformative for you and that you'd encourage people to get as gifts for people? Again, 877-573-7825. I'd like to return again to that conversation on how the Catholic Church built Western civilization. I'll recommend a few others over the course of this hour. Some of the questions that you and I need to ask ourselves when we think about the West is, where was the origin of the modern scientific method? How did the Church relate with the development of science and the scientific method? And in fact, why modern science was actually born in the Catholic Church. How Catholic priests, in their involvement in the secular sphere, actually developed the idea of free market economics and free market principles. And this was, by the way, over 500 years, before Adam Smith enshrined it in his writings. The reason why we ought to think about this rightly is because when we realize the roots of all of these things, we realize that the Church didn't create these things in a vacuum. These are all the result, the natural development and overflow of Judeo-Christian virtues that are founded in divine revelation, that is in the Christian deposit of faith and in the sacred scriptures. So adhering to these well might actually help us reclaim those things that are good in heritage in our society, or how the Catholic Church invented the notion of the university. Many people don't know about that, or why our understanding of the Galileo affair is actually faulty. All of these things. Now, we're going to Jeff in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, listening on Sirius XM. Jeff, what book would you recommend as a gift for Christmas?
I would recommend the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and I'll share with you why. I asked my brother, who's no longer with us, what does he think is the most important thing he ever accomplished in his life? Mm-hmm. And he said, I read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and I was astounded by his answer and proceeded to read it. And it is transformative as a handbook for victorious living.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. And I want to quote my Marcus Rodi. He and I spoke once about this, and he said, rather fittingly, that if we were to read even a paragraph, but especially a few paragraphs of the Catechism every day, Scripture and the Catechism every day, just a little, you're growing. There's no way around it. You will grow. You'll grow in the truths of Jesus Christ and how His Church presents those truths, which is ultimately salvific. So yes, read the Catechism. And if you know someone who's either struggling with the faith or trying to journey into the faith, maybe a gift of the Catechism, or I want to add to this, the Compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is a good introductory question and answer format. Now, we're running down to the last few minutes of this segment, so the calls that are coming in, we will take on the other side of the break. 877-573-7825. What books would you recommend as gifts for Christmas? 877-573-7825. And I want to thank you all for calling in. Keep those calls coming. I want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. Give us your best books. We're going to compile a list, and these can make Christmas gifts for this year. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu. Get detailed descriptions of Ave Maria Radio guests on their website, avemariaradio.net. Go to the archives, find your favorite program, and then find links or books mentioned in that program. That's avemariaradio.net.
This show is underwritten in part by the following nonprofit company.
My dear brothers and sisters, I'm Bishop Gerald Vinke of the Diocese of Salina in Kansas. This year, you can create a Christmas miracle for a child growing up in the extreme poverty of a developing country. By donating to Send a Box of Joy, you will surprise a child with what could be the first Christmas gift of his or her life. You can bless a child today by donating at boxofjoy.org.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is sponsored by Workforce Pay Hub, providing payroll, time tracking, HR management, and benefits administration, all with a dedicated customer-centric service team. More information can be found at workforcepayhub.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Good afternoon, welcome back. I'm Mark Speter. We're taking your calls, book recommendations for Christmas gifts. So please, call in, because believe me when I tell you, these are calls that can be transformative for a person's Christmas this year. And in fact, frankly, including my own. 877-573-7825. Now, I'm not just talking about books that I might receive as gifts because I know my family's listening, but also gifts that I will be able to give out to people. 877-573-7825. We're going to Beverly, in listening in Quakertown, Pennsylvania, on Sirius XM. Beverly.
Hello.
Hello, Beverly.
Yes, I have two recommendations, actually. The first I would recommend is the Bible.
That oh, absolutely.
That can often be overlooked. I think it's can make a very wonderful gift. For Christmas, something that people can actually pick up and read. So, and then the second would be a book for children.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite children's book at Christmas is called The Clown of God by Tommy G. Paola. If you have ever read this book, I remember for myself the first time in a bookstore. I picked it up, I read through it. I had tears streaming down my face, and it became a tradition in my family. So
wow.
It's a really beautiful story about at the midnight mass, and it can easily replace Santa Claus stories.
Well, I find that beautiful. I do know of The Clown of God. It was mentioned to me by my executive producer. So I'm very grateful that you mentioned it, and it's going to make our list. Thank you so much, Beverly. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. 573-7825. Call in with the best books for Christmas. What books would you recommend to make good gifts for Christmas? Now, we did have a call and she couldn't stay on the line. This was from Sue. She couldn't stay on the line. And it's a book by Liz Lev entitled How Catholic Art Saved the Faith. I actually greatly enjoy books like that that present overarching and historical worldviews and the development of how to think of the world rightly. So that's Liz Lev, How Catholic Art Saved the Faith. Again, call now, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. Call in with your favorite books. We want to hear from you. And what books would you recommend as Christmas gifts? I'd like to, as I mentioned, I'm going to be sharing some of the books that I have found to be rather transformative. I mentioned earlier How the Catholic Church Built Western Civilization by Thomas E. Woods. Another book that greatly helped shape my worldview was The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self. This is by Carl Truman. I find myself quoting Carl quite a bit. He and I have spoken before. And in The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self, Carl, who's actually a biblical scholar, he's a scripture scholar, he doesn't attempt to create an historical, anthropological, or even an epistemological worldview. And yet the reason why he evaluated it is because evaluated the history and wrote about it in the book is because he saw how if we don't understand how we got here, we might never be able to figure out how to move forward. Now, if there are books like that that have transformed your life, reading it helps shape a particular way in which you view the world, please do call 877-573-7825. If you call now, we have open lines, 877-573-7825. Now, as I mentioned earlier, The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self. Carl's book, you can get previews online, but he wrote a shortened version, an abridged version of the book entitled Strange New World. And if reading a thicker tome isn't something you have the time to do, or you just have too many things to do, get Strange New World. It presents the entire argument from a more succinct perspective. And the whole thing that Carl is arguing for, and he's right about, is that the moment we cast the church out of the public sphere, mankind needed another source of authority for the meaning of human life and the human person. And so French Enlightenment philosophers, especially post-French Revolution, saw a gap where they could inject themselves essentially as God. Jean-Jacques Rousseau was notorious for fathering children from various women and then fighting hard to never have to care for them as a father. And yet he is perhaps one of the most influential thinkers in the modern world, not because he was brilliant, not because he was good, but because his anthropology and his philosophy is so appealing. And really, his philosophy is about the glorification of the self. Carl Truman calls it expressive individualism, that I have to glorify all of my desires interiorly because that is my real self. And it's a perverse lie. But you can read about it in The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self by Carl Truman. Now, we're going to Mary in Buffalo, New York, listening on Stations of the Cross Radio. Again, the number to call is 877-573-7825. What are your favorite books to recommend for Christmas? 877-573-7825. Call now. Mary, what book would you recommend?
I think Drinking with the Saints is a fun book to give to a friend that is an adult that might not even be overly religious, but it has a lot of wonderful spiritual things in there that they could enjoy as well as enjoying the drinks that they recommend.
Right. So I do know of this book. I know it rather well because I've spoken to a friend about it. It's by Michael Foley. Thank you so much for that, Mary. That's a very good recommendation.
You're very welcome.
877-573-7825. I want to expand on what Mary just called about. This is a book by Michael Foley entitled Drinking with the Saints, and it actually contains recipes for cocktails, liturgically correct cocktails, as they call it. It's a bartender's guide, and you can mix drinks that some of the saints that we know would have drank, and we can talk about their lives. And so it's a fun little book to introduce friends to. It's witty, it's imaginative, and it's deliberately pedagogical. So yeah, Drinking with the Saints by Michael Foley. 877-573-7825. Recommend your favorite books. We are putting them on a list for Christmas. We're going to Walter, listening in Oakley, California. Walter, he's listening on the Ave Maria Radio app. Walter, what book would you recommend?
Yes, I got introduced to this book somewhere in the beginning of February of this year. It's called The Sanctifier by Archbishop Luis M. Martinez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As I read this book, it's so well written. Like every word I seem to be underlining because it has such deep meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you even look at the reviews of it, people talk about the way he's written this book and the wordings and the clarification of how he expresses the third person of the Holy Trinity. And it touched me so much that even before Lent, I started to share this book because I wanted to get the church on fire with the Holy Spirit, ready for Pentecost of 2024. But I haven't stopped reading that book, and it finally ends with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as well as the Beatitudes, the meaning of the Beatitudes. So it's a fantastic book.
Right. Well, thank you so, so much, Walter. And it's going on the list for sure. That's The Sanctifier. It's a classic meditation on the work of the Holy Spirit by Archbishop Luis Martinez. Thank you so much. That was Walter calling from Oakley, California. 877-573-7825. Call now with your favorite books. 877-573-7825. We're running out of time in this segment, and so I'm going to wrap this up right now. But stay on the line. We're taking your calls in on the other side of the break. Have your calls come in so that we can take this as rapid fire as possible and get as many books on the list as possible. 877-573-7825. We have a number of lines still open. We've got calls coming in. And that last book, again, The Sanctifier, the classic work of the Holy Spirit by Archbishop Luis Martinez. 877-573-7825. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.
Support for this Ave Maria radio program comes in part by the non-for-profit St. Anthony Services. Are you shopping for mortgage products, Catholic investing, Catholic health, real estate, or estate planning? StAnthonyServices.org can help you find a Catholic professional for these needs. They regularly connect faithful citizens with faith-based professionals that share our Christian values. More information at StAnthonyServices.org or 877-LIFE-US1.
St. Therese once told her sister Celine that when we trust ourselves and not God, our soul becomes barren and incapable of virtue. Her remedy? External works of charity. We all try to do it on our own sometimes without asking for God's help. At St. Paul Evangelization, we suggest sharing the gospel with someone who needs it. Check out streetevangelization.com to find a team near you where you can share the love of Jesus. If there isn't one in your area yet, perhaps God is calling you to start a team in your city. To learn more, visit streetevangelization.com.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Hello, I'm Marian Kuharski, the director of Pro-Life Across America. We're non-political and totally educational. We don't scream or scold. Instead, we help people working through unplanned pregnancies know their options, and we rely on people like you to help with our mission. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, or at prolifeacrossamerica.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
What are we expressing when we use the word hour in relation to God? The Catholic Catechism tells us the adjective hour does not mean possession, but an entirely new relationship with God. It means that we recognize that all God's promises of love coming through the prophets are fulfilled in the new and eternal covenant in His Christ. We have become His people, and He is our God. We are to respond to this gift in Jesus Christ with love and faithfulness. The Church is this new communion of God and man. In praying Our Father, each of the baptized is praying in this communion as written in the Acts of the Apostles. The company of those who believed were of one mind and one heart. But the Hour and the Our Father, if prayed sincerely, also includes all for whom God gave His beloved Son, revealing the dimensions of God's love for all, even those who do not yet know Him. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
He is only one of four popes honored as the great.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Leo I was pope at a time when Roman civilization was being overrun by barbarian armies. He stood as a light in the darkness and even saved the city of Rome from destruction by Attila and the Huns. Leo died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Good afternoon, welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. We're taking your calls, books that you'd like to recommend for people for Christmas, for gifts, whatever. 877-573-7825. Now, the lines have lit up, so I'm going to go rapid-fire through them, so keep your calls coming. And if you don't immediately connect, don't worry, we will be able to take it. 877-573-7825. We're going to John in Boston, listening on the EWTN app. John, what book recommendation do you have?
Thank you, Mr. Peter, and please, everyone, support Catholic Radio. G.K. Chesterton's A Man Who Was Thursday.
I love that book.
I can't say much about it because it would spoil it. It unfolds paragraph by paragraph. It's just, definitely a metaphysical thriller.
Oh, it's outstandingly written, and the twister at the end. All I'm going to say is that there was All I'm going to say is that there was a man who was Thursday. That's the only spoiler I'm giving out.
Beautiful. Blessings of Advent on you and all this wonderful work, and God rest outcast his soul.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother, and you and your family as well in this blessed season of Advent. Thank you so much. It was John from Boston, G.K. Chesterton's The Man Who Was Thursday, 877-573-7825. What are some of your favorite books? Recommend them here, and that might influence the gifts some people get for Christmas. I think they're certainly going to influence some of my gifts. We are going to Nancy in St. Mary's, Ohio, listening on the EWTN app. Nancy, what book would you like to recommend?
Hi, Marcus. I'd like to recommend A Biblical Walk Through the Mass by Dr. Edward Sree. It's a wonderful one for people who are thinking about joining the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. or maybe Catholic folks that are a little stagnant in their faith a little bit, just to rejuvenate their knowledge and their appreciation for the Mass.
Right.
It's a beautiful book. I highly recommend it.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much, Nancy. Yeah, Ted does a great work of presenting this. Some would think this would be rather obtuse, but the truth is, the truth is he does an excellent job of presenting how the Mass has deep scriptural roots, but also how the scriptures have a deep liturgical root. And it's very accessible, tremendously accessible. So I'd greatly recommend you take a look at the book, A Biblical Walk Through the Mass by Ed Sree. Going on to, as we line up the next call, 877-573-7825. We still have open lines, 877-573-7825. We're going to Bob in Wisconsin, listening on WSFI 88.5. Bob, what book would you like to recommend?
Oh, there's so many that I could get recommend. I just make a list of them, but just two of them, if I could. The number one I would read is The Bible is a Catholic Book by Jimmy Akin. Yeah. That book is so easy and fun to read. It's a basic book. I mean, you don't have to be a scholar to read it. And then the next one I really love is Rome, Sweet Home by Scott and Kimberly Ahn.
Oh, yes.
Very, very good book. A lot of struggle in their challenge to become Catholic.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I have 15 other books, but that would be a good start for the guys.
Bob,
The Bible is a Catholic book. I really love it. So it's a good book to read.
Thank you so, so much, Bob. I'm cracking up as you're sharing this. Thank you so very much. That was Bob in Wisconsin. The Bible is a Catholic Book by Jimmy Akin and Rome Sweet Home by by Scott and Kimberly Hahn. We're moving on, 877-573-7825. We're going to take as many of your calls as possible. Going to Ryan in Nebraska, listening on 102.7. Ryan, what book would you like to recommend?
Hi, love the show. I recommend Glory of the Crusades by Steve Weidenkopf.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of modern lies about what happened in the Crusades, and it's a great Catholic perspective, and it's a real page-turner, so it's not a boring history book.
Because what history book is ever boring, right? Thank you so much for that, Ryan. That's Ryan from Nebraska. The Glory of the Crusades by Steve Weidenkopf. I can second that. Steve is an extremely compelling speaker and author. Just had him on recently, actually, and I would love to continue chatting with him. The Glory of the Crusades by Steve Weidenkopf. We're going to Emma, listening in Columbus, Ohio, on St. Gabriel Radio, our good friends at St. Gabriel Radio in Ohio. Emma, what book would you like to recommend?
Hi, I'd like to recommend Interior Freedom by Father Jacques Philippe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I talk about what I learned in this book in particular with a lot of my friends going through what they are in their stage of life.
Well, thank you so very much for that, Emma. That's Interior Freedom by Jacques Philippe. Interior Freedom by Father Jacques Philippe. It's one of my bride's favorite books, actually. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. We are going to Patricia in Leesburg, Virginia, listening on Sirius XM Radio. Patricia, what book would you like to recommend?
Hi, Marcus. I'd like to recommend Citizens Yet Strangers by Kenneth Craycraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great book for anyone that struggles with political differences in their families. It grounds you in Catholic social teaching.
Yep.
And for children, particularly middle school children, are hard to find good books for.
Yep.
There's one by Mark Hart called Biblical Heroes that really retells the story of both Old and New Testament characters in a very relatable and accurate way for children.
Well, thank you so very much for that, Patricia. Again, I couldn't agree more for both those books. I recently had Mark on to speak about that book, and it's definitely one that you can recommend for young children. Brilliantly presented. It's profound and yet simple at the same time. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. Recommend your favorite books for people to consider as Christmas gifts. We are going to Carl in Sioux City, Iowa, listening on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Carl, what book would you like to recommend?
Well, I appreciate, Marcus, you taking over for Al Kreska. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I would recommend Miracles and Mere Christianity by T.S. Eliot. You know, T.S. Eliot was an incredible man, and he was originally an atheist, but he changed, and the books he wrote were absolutely marvelous. The one, Miracles, talks about Christianity and God and how it connects with science, and he proves in that book how God is real through the scientific world. So if you want to really get a great insight into Christianity and God and Christ, then read Miracles by T.S. Eliot.
Did you also recommend did you mean to say Mere Christianity or Christianity and Culture?
Ah, okay. Also a great by T.S. Eliot.
Mere Christianity is C.S. Lewis. Are you referring to Christianity and Culture?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right. Thank you. So
Miracles is also a great book by him.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you so much, Carl. So that's Miracles and Christianity and Culture by T.S. Eliot. And again, both profoundly good books. They're actually very well thought out, considering that he wasn't attempting to be a theologian. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. We are going to David in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio, our friends at Real Presence Radio. David, what books would you like to recommend?
Yes.
Okay, I've got two. The first one is herbal healing, an easy-to-use A to Z reference for hundreds of common disorders and their herbal remedies.
Mm.
It's by Phyllis Bosch.
Mm. Thank you. That's certainly one I don't think we've got recommended before, so I appreciate that very much.
I've used it, and I've been able to avoid going to the doctor for several issues.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you so much. Was there another gift that you wanted to share as well?
Yes, That Hideous Strength by C.S. Lewis.
Ah, yes, his novel. I think it's a fairy tale novel. It's a theological science fiction. Thank you so much. So that's C.S. Lewis's That Hideous Strength and Herbal Healing, an A to Z reference guide. Thank you very much, David. That was David in Sioux Falls. 877-573-7825. Recommend your favorite books. Now, we still can take one more call, but I want to open by saying Bob in Maryland called. He couldn't wait to He's listening on Guadalupe Radio. How the Catholic Church Built Western Civilization, which I can only second because I love that book very much. It's a great book. 877-573-7825. We are going to Lansing, Michigan. I don't have a name here.
It's Brennan.
Oh, Brennan in Lansing, Michigan. Thank you so much. What book would you like to recommend?
Well, I have a couple. One is Abolition of Man by C.S. Lewis. He seems popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really great lot in there about technology and context,
right,
in today's world.
So I'm going to pause you there, Brennan, so that we can pick up that second book on the other side of the break. We're taking your calls about favorite books. Call now, 877-573-7825. I want to get to as many of these as possible before the end of the hour. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Did you know my mom's gonna have a baby? We heard the heartbeat and my dad said this is gonna be someone very special.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. We hope you'll consider supporting the work of Pro-Life Across America. Your gift will help offer life-saving alternatives to those in need. Visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or like us on Facebook.
Ave Maria School of Law is the Roman Catholic law school in the United States. Consistently ranked in the Princeton Review as one of the best and most conservative law schools, as well as pre-law's most devout law school. Ave Maria School of Law provides a traditional legal education while emphasizing how the law intersects with the Catholic intellectual tradition and natural law philosophy. Ave Maria School of Law, unabashedly Catholic, consistently excellent. For more information, visit avemarialaw.edu.
CMF Curo is a Catholic healthcare ministry providing families nationwide with a better solution centered around whole health, spirit, mind, and body. Our members share their medical burdens within a faith-filled community. At CMF Curo, our members have access to a spiritual director, concierge services, and other health and spiritual resources. Find out if CMF Curo is a better solution for your family. Visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
This is one of the reasons why Deacon Dom and I love to travel so much, is because when we look around, you can see beauty anywhere. You can see it in your backyard, for crying out loud. And we should every single day. But it's a very big world out there. And you know how much I love Italy. I have a whole website dedicated to it now. I try to get back there as often as possible for two reasons. Because it encourages me in my faith, because the Catholic Church being there, and because of the beauty. There is something about the different regions and the mountains and the small towns and the villages and the churches. In every single little town has a church. And it could be in the middle of nowhere on the top of a very remote hill. But how did they get this church all the way up here? That in itself is a beautiful thing.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. We're taking your calls, your favorite books that you'd like to recommend. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. We had someone who called who couldn't stay. That was Mel in Omaha, in Nebraska. And she wanted to recommend Paradise of the Soul by Albert the Great and The Dolorous Passion of Christ by Anne Catherine Emmerich. Those two books are going on the list as well, but I wanted to mention them. We are going to Linda, listening in Iowa, KVSS Spirit Catholic Radio. Linda,
yes, KVSS. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Linda, what recommendation do you have?
Confessions of a Mega Church Pastor by Alan Hunt.
Ah, and, yes.
That is really his walk.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supper of the Lamb. I have a friend that doesn't understand, and I didn't, the Revelations book of the Bible, but that one walks you through it.
Yep.
It's just wonderful, the Supper of the Lamb.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful book. The liturgical key for unlocking Revelation is just outstanding. Thank you so much, Linda. 877.
Yes,
oh, go ahead, please.
Just God bless your Christmas. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
You're
so wonderful, Mark. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Linda. God bless you and your family this blessed Advent season and for the upcoming Christmas season. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. We have some open lines. We're still taking them. And I want to get to as many books as possible before the end of this hour. So call now and just share. 877-573-7825. We're going to Helen, listening in Nebraska. Helen, what book would you like to recommend?
I'd like to recommend a book about Carlo Acutis,
mm-hmm.
The First Millennial Saint, by Nicola Gioni.
Mm. Well, thank you. I think this is very timely, and I think young people will find that witness to be tremendously powerful. So I appreciate you mentioning that. It's Carlo Acutis, The First Millennial Saint. That's going on our list as well. 877-573-7825. Keep those calls coming in. 877-573-7825. We're going to Terry, listening in Madison, South Dakota, on Real Presence Radio. Terry, what book would you like to recommend?
I would like to recommend The Children of the Chapel, The First Christmas, by Emily Anga. Mm-hmm. She's a teenager, wrote this book at age 12. She lives in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and it is an exceptional children's book for junior high. Highly recommended. It's the children are transported back in time to actually witness Christ's birth.
Wow.
And it's beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very, very much, Terry. I think that's going to be a very moving gift for many people to consider. That was The Children of the Chapel by E.G. Inga, The Children of the Chapel and The First Christmas. 877-573-7825. We are going to Jeff, listening in Oklahoma City. Jeff, what book would you like to recommend?
Read Esteban Catholicism by Matthew Kelly.
Ah, yep. I've definitely read that book. Thank you very, very much, Jeff, for that recommendation. It's a simple presentation of the Catholic faith and presenting some of the misrepresentations of the Catholic faith and how to properly view it, literally a rediscovering of the Catholic faith. So yes, by Matthew Kelly. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. What are some of your favorite books to recommend? We are going to Matthew, listening in Pennsylvania and listening online. Matthew, what book would you like to recommend?
Well, I would like to recommend He Leadeth Me by the Reverend Father Walter Chizik.
Uh-huh, yep.
And with God, and with God in Russia. With God in Russia is more of his autobiography of his experiences in Russia.
Right.
Going to help the Catholic people in Russia. And then He Leaveth Me is sort of like a reflection, a spiritual reflection on his experience. But those two books are really excellent about Father Walter Chizik.
Yep. He's an underrated individual. I know a friend who's trying to spearhead greater knowledge and appreciation of Father Walter Chizik. Thank you so much for that, Matthew. That's He Leadeth Me and With God in Russia, both by Father Walter Chizik. 877-573-7825. We're going to Dominic, listening in Michigan. Dominic, what book would you like to recommend?
Hi, Marcus. I'd like to recommend a couple books for middle schoolers mainly. The Man Alive by G.K. Chesterton and The Wrinkle in Time series by Madeleine L'Engle.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you very, very much for that. Now, Dominic, because I know you well, I'm also going to ask, do you not want to recommend Seat of Wisdom as well?
I do recommend Seat of Wisdom. That's for a little bit older of demographic, but that was a huge book for me just this past year.
Well, I'm really glad. I'm really glad you called in. Great to hear from you. Blessed Advent.
Thank you.
That was Dominic calling from Michigan, and he recommended Man Alive by G.K. Chesterton. There was another book, and those books will make it on the list. And then he also recommended Seat of Wisdom by Dr. James M. Jacobs. It's this succinct presentation of how Catholics ought to understand philosophy. It presents the framework for how to think about the doctrines of the faith. It's a pretty beautiful read, and I greatly recommend everyone obtain a copy and read it. 877-573-7825. Taking your calls about your favorite books. 877-573-7825. We're going to Chris, listening in Columbus, Ohio. Chris, what book would you like to recommend?
I'd like to recommend A Catholic Lifetime Reading Plan. It's a book by John Hardon, H-A-R-D-O-N, and it lists basically 100 books by Catholic authors, many of which are mentioned here today already. But it gives a synopsis of the author and highlights like a little bit about their technique and two or three of their best works. So it's A Catholic Lifetime Reading Plan.
Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much for calling that in. So in essence, Chris has essentially recommended about 100 books in one call, which is an extremely efficient thing to do. The Catholic Lifetime Reading Plan by Father John McCloskey, Father John Hardon. And in it, he presents this succinct presentation of books that we ought to procure and read. It's a little misleading in that all of these books can be completed well before the end of your lifetime, but they're books that will greatly inform your life. We're going 877-573-7825. Keep those calls coming in. 877-573-7825. What are some of your favorite books that you'd like to recommend, especially for people to consider as Christmas gifts? 877-573-7825. We have open lines. We're going to Lori, listening in Nebraska. Lori, what book would you like to recommend?
Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic by David Curry.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard Curry's book recommended in quite some time. I want to know how you came across it.
Oh, I found it several years ago when I was teaching junior high religion, and it was really great that you could go in by topic. You don't have to read it straight through front to back. And it was originally written as a letter to his fundamentalist pastor father. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and one of the things that was so moving is Curry, I'm a convert, revert myself, and Curry almost spoke my heart in terms of all of the struggles that he had, but also all the joys he discovered in the Catholic Church. That's Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic by David Curry.
Truly
wonderful book. I couldn't recommend it enough. Thank you so much, Lori. Again, that book's going to be on the list. Greatly recommend that you get it for even people who don't have a Protestant background could appreciate the joys of someone coming into the Catholic faith. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. Recommend your favorite books. What books would you like to recommend for other people? Paul in Tulsa, Oklahoma, listening on the Ave Maria radio app. Paul, what book would you like to recommend?
Hello, Dr. Marcus. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem at all.
Just a couple of, you're a very worthy successor to Al. Thank you for that. And a couple of quick recommendations. One, the ever classic Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. Mm. And the other one would be something called The Flavor Bible by Karen Page, which would be a great reference for those who love to cook this time of year for their big meals. It's not a recipe book per se. It's actually more of a telling of what flavor blends go best together and which ones don't. It's a wonderful reference for cooks to come up with how to spice up their dishes, their favorite dishes this time of year.
Wow, that's unique. And in fact, I think my family and I might find that rather helpful, especially as the Christmas season draws near and we have to cook these big meals. Thank you so much. The Flavor Bible by Karen Page and, of course, Mere Christianity. Thank you for calling, Paul, and thank you for that affirmation. That means a lot. That was Paul listening in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 877-573-7825. We have two more calls, and these might be the last calls that we can take. Mary listening in Columbus, Ohio. Mary, what book would you like to recommend?
I love this book. It's The Life of Blessed Margaret of Castello.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful book, and she was a beautiful person. And unfortunately, I'm legally blind, so I can't quite see the name of the author of it.
I think it's Father William Bonnewell. I believe it's Father William Bonnewell.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. It's a
very moving book.
I was going to say the same thing.
He was just declared a saint last year, I believe it was.
I'm not too sure about that. But you're probably right. I didn't keep track of that. But thank you so much. It is a very moving book, and I'm grateful that you mentioned it. The Life of Blessed Margaret.
We have the relic here at St. Patrick Church in Columbus. We have one of her relics here. So.
Oh, wow. You're very blessed. Okay, now we do need to move on to the last call. This is Natalie listening in Indiana, 93.1 WTJW. Natalie, what book would you like to recommend?
Good evening. I'd like to recommend the Racolta. It's basically prayers, devotions, and then enriched with indulgences.
Well, thank you, Natalie, and you got that right in just as the music hit. Thank you all for all your book recommendations. Know that it's going to transform Christmas for my family and I, and also for many people listening. This list will be on AveMariaRadio.net tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Ave Maria in the Afternoon. Until next time, I'm Marcus Peter.